My name is Morgan. I live out on Chalk Hill Road, and I am here at the evacuation sites. I evacuated at 4 p.m. on Saturday from my home, and it's been an emotional day, just not knowing if our family home of 22 years is still standing or not.
Can you walk us through the evacuation and what it was like for you? Like, how did you find out?
Sheriffs came around, 1 o'clock, and I went out there because the dogs were barking and, you know, officially let me know of the evacuation, but I was told that everyone had until 4 p.m., so I was preoccupied trying to get all the pet supplies and chase cats to get them evacuated, and very distraught that I left my 20-gallon tote box of all my family photos and baby pictures behind trying to rescue all the animals, but I am safe. My whole family is safe, and most of my pets, and they've been pretty good to us at the evacuation sites, doing the best they can.
Where did you go?
Well, I started out at the Veterans Building, but when I arrived, there weren't any cots left, and I was told that cots were not coming in until midnight, so I switched over to the fairgrounds, which is more spacious anywhere. Anyway, this is not the first time having to evacuate at the fairgrounds for me. Me and my whole family had to evacuate for the Tubbs Fire October 2017, so this is not new for me, but it's a little bit more scary this time about losing my home, because that is like pretty much where the fire started, is near my home, Geyserville, Alexander Valley area. So my plan is to, right now I'm gonna go try to talk to a CAL FIRE agent and see if there's any point in even trying to go back in and rescue my big box of family photos, because if sheriffs have it all blocked off, the entrance to Chalk Hill Road, I mean, it's fruitless to give up my good parking space and go try. And also it looks pretty scary when I look to the north. I mean, the smoke looks quite thick and menacing. And honestly, I don't know if I want to go into that. When the Tubbs Fire happened, I had a family member urging me that you got to go see if your house is okay. And by the time I got as far as Shiloh Road, then it was like, no way. The smoke was so thick, I just turned right back around and went back to the Red Cross Center, because this, you know, it's hard to even see like the road if the smoke's too thick. So yeah, it's a really kind of a scary time, just hoping and praying that my home will be spared. And I'm worried about my neighbors. You know, I have some really good neighbors. And Lee, if you get a chance to hear this, please reach out to me on my cell phone and let me know that you're okay, because I only have your landline contact info, and I'm worried about you and your home. And to all my friends and family that is hearing this on the radio, I love you, and please be safe.